Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Well, welcome to our show. Good afternoon. This is Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good. How are you, Dr. Elaine?
I'm great. We're continuing our healthcare discussion, although it seemed to have died down in the media now, but this is kind of our little conclusion. I just want to kind of recap who we talked about last time. We talked about Diana, who had muscular dystrophy. She was having atrophy of her muscles, no strength. She couldn't walk. She couldn't work anymore. And after two or three treatments from Dr. Tong, she was doing so much better, but her insurance company denied the treatment.
Yes, she didn't came to us for the muscular dystrophy. But after 2 weeks of treatment, she noticed her the smaller leg was growing.
Mm-hmm.
And then after 2-3 months, it's the same size.
Right.
In spite of this incredible results, her insurance would not let her come. And that is a deep political culprit for our healthcare crisis.
Yeah.
Okay. They promote treatment that are harmful and expensive, but suppresses treatment that are safer, that heals,
and that are cheaper.
Much cheaper.
Right.
We cure.
Yeah. And then we were talking about Mike as well, who had problems with sciatica. He had a surgery last year that he did well with at first, and then the pain came back. And after five treatments, his sciatica was completely gone.
We cure him, and we cure his high blood pressure with two treatments. Cure his thyroid with
problems.
One treatment. And the thyroid.
Cholesterol problems.
Yeah, cholesterol problem. The thyroid, 25 mm-hmm. years of taking thyroid, his thyroid is 1.5. Now, after 2-3 treatments, 1 month later, is 10.
Yeah, so.
No thyroid
and
supplement.
And again, the insurance company denied the treatment from the last time we treated the sciatica, even though he was better.
Yes.
And then we also talked about Jad, who you had treated 20-some years ago. He was a 16-year-old who had seizures, grandma seizures.
Every day. And sometimes go to the emergency room 11 times. And each time maybe $2,000. So one day, $22,000. And they would not pay us.
They also denied treatment.
Denied our treatment for 4 months, which is like $4,000. And they paid $275,000. According to my friend Des, they called the family. It cost $275,000 for a neurosurgery. And the boy was vegetating in bed.
After the surgery.
That's from Blue Shield.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Shield continued to deny any Blue Shield patient that come to us. And that is the cause of the healthcare crisis. And the people out there listening to this, and if we don't do something about it, collectively, we will suffer.
And the last case we talked about was Christine.
Oh, yeah.
Who had sinus surgeries.
She's still.
Yeah, they're actually still in litigation.
Right.
I believe.
She had 6 sinus surgery. Imagine the cost. And they were going to do the 7th one. Okay, keep on doing it. When you fail, up to a certain point, you know that that's not going to work.
This is why we have the health
care
crisis.
But the doctor know that they can make a lot of money. Okay.
Well, and the other thing is that's the only thing they know how to do. They don't know what to do other than that and give her antibiotics.
They do. I presented my paper in 2 meetings, 1994 and 1996. But they don't want to know about that. The medical board came to my office in 2000, after a year after my radio show, but they didn't do anything. They didn't challenge me anymore because I got too much evidence. Okay, but Governor Davis passed a law, SB 2500, making them look for better alternatives. So they did not want to challenge me because when you go to court and they will ask him, well, how come you don't look for better alternative? But in any case, okay.
Why don't we get to our first case
first? Yeah, let's go to our first case,
and then we'll continue discussing this.
Right.
Okay, well, I would like to welcome Dickie from our show. Welcome, Dickie.
Well, hi, Dickie. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Welcome to our show.
Yes.
Yes.
Dickie, tell us where you're from, what you do, and how young you are, because you've been on our show before several times a few years ago.
Yeah. Well, I live in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and sometimes I call it Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, or Idahell. And I am 89 years young, and I am a nutritionist and have been over 60 years, and I work full-time in a wonderful store. We have 22 stores
of
super supplement.
That is
and,
a great story.
Of course, I exercise every day because I walk the aisles. I always wonder what gym I'm with, and I say, it's right here.
Yes.
I say, you should have classes. I said, I do, up and down the aisles. That's where I have my classes.
Right. Yes. So Dickie is 89 years young, and so you fly to see us maybe once or twice a year. Is that correct?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So what kind of problem that you could not resolve over there
to come back? My goodness, I had been in a retirement place for 5 years with black mold and also a furnace that was invented, and so I was inhaling all that also, and it affected my hearing and my voice and my eyes.
You sound pretty good now.
With my eyes shut.
Mm.
And that's all gone now. That is all gone due to the treatments that I received from Dr. Lane and Dr. Tong.
Yeah, 3 treatments, correct?
Yes, I did.
3 treatments. 3 treatments. Just this week.
Yeah.
Because you flew in and you were having problems hearing, you said, and your eyes, was it excessive tearing?
No, well, they would be like stuck together in the morning.
Okay.
And then my nose not being able to breathe and smell.
Okay.
And then talking. And I talk all day long to all of these people, so you have to have your voice to do that. And then I told Dr. Tong when I saw him, I said, there's not a place that I can touch in my body that's not sore, no matter where it was.
Mm-hmm.
But that's no more.
You were coughing too, right?
Yes, I was coughing. I had coughed day and night in Idaho and spit up mucus all day and all night. And my neighbor was so concerned. She'd come in the morning and say, you know, what's happening and what can I do? And I said, I don't know. And then I found out about the black mold.
And you were living there for how long in the black mold?
I lived in that place for 5 years.
Oh.
And then of not having a filter for the furnace.
Oh.
And then it was coming out. My friend's husband took off the vent and filled a waste basket filled with all the gray dust.
Oh, I see.
Dust. So
after these treatments, your hearing, your eyes, your breathing, are you coughing anymore? All of those symptoms?
No,
tell us about it.
I haven't coughed. I coughed a couple times, you know, when he first treated me, and but that left. That is all something of the past. So I'm ready to go again.
Only
get 3 human race.
Yeah, only 3 treatments. So what kind of treatment did you receive in Idaho?
Well, I don't have regular. I do go to an acupuncture man, but he puts like 4 needles in, and that doesn't do it. And then I go to a Hawaiian healer that works on your body for a couple of hours. But we don't get Medicare like we can get in wonderful California. So
really?
You can't always go for that.
I see.
Money.
Remember, last year you came back because you have some stomach digestive problem.
Abdominal bloating, right?
Bloating.
Yes, I have. And
how was that? How is it now?
That and my lungs. My lungs were really imperiled from what I was going through in that retirement place.
Oh yes, due to that place. Yeah.
Right. And then how's the abdominal bloating now?
Oh, it's gone. It's gone. 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 I told Dr. Tong yesterday, day before. I said I woke up and I could feel my ribs.
Yes.
And my ribs, which I hadn't been able to do.
Right.
Yeah, it was not totally gone because during the three treatment you still burp. So every time you burp, you're getting rid of some of the blockage.
Yeah, I was burping like crazy. Every I'd poke myself, and then this great sound came forward. And Dr. Lane knows that too. She was privileged to hear it.
Yeah. Here's the thing, okay, with your problem. Even though you choose a route of not going to see regular doctors, if you do, you actually get sicker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course, you got to get out of the place so you don't expose to the mold. But the treatment is not the germs. It's not attacking the germ. The treatment is that any disease is caused by you don't have enough ability to clear the problem. So there are people that live in that place that may not even get sick.
Right.
Because they have enough power to get rid of the harm of the germ.
Right.
Okay, so what determines whether you're healthy or not determines whether you are balanced, whether you have enough, the Chinese call it qi, the energy from your spirit,
right,
that clears. Just like in a company, every problem is due to the fact that you don't have enough money, or you don't have enough money to buy human power and material power to clear the problem.
Right.
Microsoft have a huge, huge problem. The government wanted them to break down, but they did not, because they have so much qi, so much money. That's exactly what we did to you, to get your body stronger. When your body is stronger, all the places that are weak, we strengthen them so you don't have the symptom.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for questions or appointment is 714-556-8664.
Elaine, being in the vitamin business, I had every vitamin, everything there was for the immune system.
Right,
but it did not work.
Right.
Thank heavens I had it. It helped me get through.
Mm-hmm.
But the body was out of repair. I mean, it wasn't functioning.
Okay, I'll tell you why it didn't work. I'll give you a graphic analogy, okay? You know, the vitamin help. But you need circulation to deliver to the area,
so
to the lung.
That area, there's no circulation.
Yeah, the circulation, just like you
got. And I had the circulation problem of the cold hands and feet and having to wear a jacket to eat lunch in the break room.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so an analogy would be like if you have a big traffic jam in 101 up in San Francisco area. After five months, you got riots, okay? So you get all the federal troops to California, but they would not get to California, okay?
No.
So
I knew that. I knew that.
I mean, because San Francisco.
I knew that I had to get to Dr. Tong. I knew it. I thought, I don't care what I think I have to do. I have to go south.
Yeah.
That's it.
We're developing a long needle technique, but it's not long enough yet.
That's right.
Dickie, before we let you go, why don't you also kind of recap a few years back when you first came to see us, you had a back injury. Is that correct? You fell when you were working here
in
California?
Right. That's exactly right. In Mother's Market and Kitchen. It's been a long time ago because I left in 01 to go to Idaho. Yes, exactly.
Uh-huh.
And I just told my friends, get me to Dr. Tong.
Uh-huh.
And I came and he treated me for 2 days. But then where I worked said, well, you have to go to our doctors. And they sent me to 12 doctors, six on one side of the street and six on the other side. And then I would go to my chiropractor
and he
put me together. They wouldn't let me come to Dr. Tong.
Yeah, let me get some more detail. The first treatment, your friend was there, And I saw you, we had to help you get up on the bed. It was so painful. Yeah. So I told you.
Absolutely.
I told you in front of your friends that after my treatment, you would be able to get down the bed without any pain. And you did.
Absolutely.
You did.
Absolutely. Two days.
And your friend's eyes was bulged out. No, you couldn't believe it. And the next time when you come back, you were dancing out in the hallway.
That's right.
Remember that?
That's right.
Yeah.
I remember.
Now
yes,
here,
I do.
Now, here is the point about our sick care system. No health care, okay? So what you can get so cheaply and restore your health, they will not let you come.
It's all about control.
No.
They get your sick doctor in one size.
You can't go. You can't go.
Yeah, you go to all six doctors and they give you drugs and then all six doctors want to operate on you and you'll get sicker.
Yeah.
So
What
ended up happening? You only had two treatments. How did you get? Did you get to come back to see us, or how did that? Because it was a workers' comp case, right?
No, they said no. You can't go. You can't go there. You have to go to our doctors.
Because it was a workers' comp case, right?
Yeah.
We treat workers' comp too.
Well, not anymore.
That's what they said. Mm. You know, whoever they are.
Well, so the two treatments then were enough to fix your back. Essentially,
well, they were great, but also I was still trying to work, which was stupid, you know. And then I had to quit. And
how were you able?
They put a little heat on you and a little ultrasound, and you're supposed to be all well, and it doesn't work. And then they had me exercising.
Which
exercising
makes you...
with a back that's been injured.
It's a joke. Yeah. They make you sicker. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I was. I would go to my chiropractor in San Juan Capistrano and ask him to put me together.
Yeah.
So how did you end up getting better in the end?
My chiropractor took me next door to a lawyer, and the lawyer said, "Boy, they're just using you and your insurance completely. You've got to quit."
Uh-huh.
So he sued. And then they settled with me.
I see.
And so I was free to be free and do what I wanted to do.
And then you came back
but
to see us.
But then I moved to Idaho to help my daughter and her husband and their children there.
Now,
and so then I would come back and forth to Dr. Tong.
And your back is good now, right?
Oh, it's fine.
How long has your back been good now? How long?
Oh, God.
Since 2001?
For years.
Okay.
For years.
2001.
And I want to tell another story so you can see, in light of our experience, how current health care reform proposal is going to really drive us nosedive into
bankruptcy.
Bankruptcy, okay? Judy Judy had 28 years of severe constant pain that drove her after two back surgery to make it worse. She had a little freak accident. And then she had pain, but not excruciating. But after two back surgery, it was excruciating for 28 years. She attempted to commit suicide twice, and was thinking about thinking about the third time. She was rolling on the floor. She saw our ad and came to see us. The very first treatment that was almost 18 years ago, and I wasn't as good as today. Then okay, all her pain was gone.
Yeah,
I struggled with her because of 28 years she developed recurrent pneumonia. Yeast infection, yes. Parasite infection, urine tract infection, depression, fibromyalgia, and fatigue. I get rid of all of that. And for the last 15 years, until now, she had none of those symptoms, takes no drug, never think about suicide. Once in a while, she moved back east. Okay?
Yeah.
So you can see, one system is just a drain, get you sicker and sicker. You got sick care, you don't have health care. So our current reform proposal does nothing to improve health. It's all political reform, okay?
But plus, it's not for prevention.
Right.
Yeah, no prevention.
It's not for prevention. It's cut, sew, drug.
Burn, poison.
Cut, sew, drug.
Yeah,
that's not prevention. Let's send money for prevention.
Yeah,
I like that, Dickie.
Take you down the wrong road.
Exactly.
Cut, sew, drug. That is their protocol. You're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well,
yes.
Dickie, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. It's always such a pleasure to see you.
I am so thankful. So thankful.
Take care, Dickie.
All right. Thank you, Elaine.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. If you missed any part of the show, it will be archived on our website. I also want to let our listeners know that we have a YouTube channel with videos of our patients. Dr. Tong's article, one of his articles also being published next month, November, in Townsend article, Townsend News, right?
Townsend Letters.
Townsend Letters,
and
right.
It's going to be on aging reversal. And I think I'm going to start, people will start notice this because in the June picture, I look 20 years younger than 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. Today, I look a lot better too, with more hair, and my white, my face is smoother.
Fuller.
Less liver spots. Mm-hmm. So next year, I'll try to look younger.
So, yeah, check out his article in Townsend that will be coming out in November. Mm. And we have a little bit of time left. Let's continue discussing about, you know, all of this, why we have the healthcare problem, you know, especially, you know, the workers' comp cases. They're always, you know, they try to dictate what the doctor should do for the patient.
Even not if, just workers' comp, Medicare, everybody. Yeah. Blue Shield is just about the worst.
Right.
On our very first show, we have a patient that, they couldn't do anything for the knee problem because the cartilage was gone. They drained the knee, they inject the knee, and still painful. He's a former Wimbledon contender. And they say, no more tennis, you got to have your knee replaced. I get him back to the court in 3 weeks and keep treating him, but Bruce Hill would not pay it.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to Garamondi, the insurance commissioner, for 2 years, but it's all a waste.
Yeah.
But all the time he came and paid for the treatment, the last 9 years, he had no problem. I just call him. One of these days, I'll get him and his son. His son had obsessive compulsive problem. Number one tennis player at that time at the Corona Del Mar High School. He had to check all the drawers in the home every night before he goes to sleep. He had been doing that since our treatment for the last 9 years. So all these things can be cured.
Now, Dr. Tong, you had some solutions on how we can save billions instantly. Why don't we talk about them?
This is a free country.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody need to learn this. Okay, but in any industry, the guy who performed the best should get paid the most.
Right.
Right now, it's the opposite. So nobody want to learn this. I have two symposium, and the first time 3MD came, the second time no one come. So if you do not reward people who can cure more than people who cut and hurt, okay, we're going to have trouble because this is politically controlled. So we had to do that, okay? But even without doctor learning this, we can save billions, okay? Number one, we need to stop all the abortions, at least most of them. Cases with rape, we may be accepted, okay? But our soul is alive from the moment of conception. You want to talk scientifically, remember that I tell you about a word called entropy. The physical system, there's a second law of thermodynamic. All physical matter are entropic. That means that they decay and die every single second. Something is putting the body back to order all the time, like our skin cells are dying. So something is making new skin cells, and definitely it's not from gene, not from stem cells, not from any molecule, because all those molecules does not have the power to make it. And I can prove it physics. In fact, Einstein proved it.
So, okay. I mean, basically this will save a lot of money, but we also have to educate people on, you know, safe sex practices, because people are going to have sex, you know, at a young age, and they're going to get pregnant, they're not going to be safe. So let's go on to more...
Okay.
Something that would be a little bit more feasible at this point.
All right. Okay. So more feasible, and we're going to, same thing. There's a lot of opposition because people's money get involved. Research. Okay. Any material research that's on covering symptoms should be stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's because what they come out to be, doctor are number one killer for anybody who's 40 years or younger. Unintentional injection and adverse reaction is the number one cause of death, okay, from doctors. That's from CDC statistic. And every single time, five times in the world, that doctor went on a work strike, the death rate went down. And when they resume work,
right,
the death rate went up.
Again, now, there's going to be opposition because all of the research is done on medication. That's the only thing that people know how
you see,
that,
okay?
How the physicians know
scientifically,
how to treat patients.
That contradicts science, okay?
Right.
the way to cure a disease, the way to treat a disease is to cure it. The cure of the patient is to restore health. And health is an orderly state. Okay? So you cannot use entropic material. Entropy means disordering material. That energy goes in disorder, has no ability to maintain order. You need to use negative entropic material, which are immaterial energy.
Which is your chi.
Yeah. The second point is that to restore health, all symptoms must be treated.
Right.
So you're testing one remedy for diabetes. Forget it. That experiment is not going to cure the patient. Okay? You've got to have this remedy that's able to cure diabetes, high blood pressure, Alzheimer's, and everything. And that's
right.
Our treatment.
Right.
Because that's Chinese medicine.
If you have one medication that only treats the blood sugar but doesn't treat your blood pressure, you're still sick.
So billions of dollars are wasted. Okay,
research.
If they understand entropy and negative entropy, there are enough scientists who understand that. Okay, you save $1 billion that easy. The next one is on space exploration. You're not going to find anything that could create anything. The thing that create anything, you can find it on Earth. You don't have to spend so much money going out in space. All they do, the ulterior motive is for aggression or defensive, not to find out what create Big Bang. What create Big Bang? You cannot detect. It's the wave portion. An electron is a particle and wave. The wave science cannot detect. You cannot detect on Earth. You're not going to detect up in the moon. So it's just a waste of money. All this money can go to the poor people.
And then you were also talking about distributing. You were talking about the insurance, how the
yes.
premium should be.
Oh, yeah, okay.
This is what I think is most practical. Why don't you talk about that first?
Exactly, okay.
Dr. Tom,
the insurance premium, okay, how much you pay should be based on how much you spend. If you spend a lot of money in the past, you got to pay for it, okay? So people say, I say, well, you don't need the MRI. For 26 years, I did not do one single MRI. Most patients say, I don't have to pay for it.
Right, and that's...
You don't have to pay for it. We all have to pay for it right now. Obama
money.
Is making us
right.
pay for it big time.
Right. If you don't have to pay for it, of course you're going to get that MRI. But if your premium is based on how much you spend in healthcare, that will drive a lot of costs down because a lot of unnecessary tests will be not done.
Terrible.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.